General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushbelt of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
There was once a peaceful valley in the land that is today known as Uganda. 500,000 years ago, two volcanoes erupted from the valley floor. They are called Mikeno and Sabinio. 100,000 years later, Hisoke and Karasimbi emerged in fire and thunder, setting the scene for the turmoils man himself, with his coming, would shape and water and watch grow. Whilst Hisoke and Karasimbi were throwing fire at the sky, Muhabura was born, in light torment. Muhabura with its perfect cone, its dense forest and bamboo. Muhabura with its mountain gorilla, Gorilla Gorilla Berengay. A man called Cecil Jackson went to Muhabura to photograph the square, thick-set apes. But before he made his departure from the city of Kampala, an event occurred which caused panic and swung into action a different kind of hunt, a man hunt. Hunt for Cecil Jackson. Cecil Jackson was a government official, a man who looked forward to Uhuru at a time when another, much higher official would offer him a golden handshake which would release him from boredom and allow him 12 months a year to devote to the study and preservation of wildlife. Jackson left his bungalow in Kampala for 5 weeks vacation every year, a safari which took him to the more inaccessible places of the surrounding territories. His wife was resigned to it. When Uhuru and Africanization came, she planned an ultimatum. But for the present, she was resigned to losing her husband for just 5 weeks. During those 5 weeks, he would have no company. He wished to speak to no other man, black or white. This year was no different. In early morning, when he bade her farewell, Shirley Jackson watched her husband for a while from the window, watched him talk with a strange native, and then climb into the truck. He waved to her once, and then she turned and slipped back into the still warm sanctity of their bed. It must have been 10 o'clock when the doctor's car arrived outside the Jackson's place. A pretty place it was too. Bougainvillea, purple, pink and mauve, struggled to engulf the whole house under the African sun. The tropical garden was her pride. She employed 4 men to dig and hoe and weed and plant.
No, thanks, Mrs. Jackson. We've just had breakfast later. We've been working overtime. Look, you might be able to help us. We're searching for a chap. He may have been here. The name's Mularo.
A native?
Yes. Yes, he gave us a slip last night. We're from the Crozier Institute.
Oh.
Your husband's left on safari, you say?
Yes, about 5 o'clock it must have been. I went back to bed for a little while. Actually, I didn't mean to sleep so late as this,
but... You've seen no one here last night, this morning? I'd like a word with your staff, if I may.
Oh, of course. No one. Only the native Cecil was speaking to just before he left. I'll bring Karasamba in.
Hello, Mrs. Jackson.
Karasamba? Oh, you mean...
Your husband spoke to...
Oh, it was still a bit dark. I expect he'd come for a job or something. I'll fetch...
Just a minute. You saw this man?
By Cecil's truck.
What was he doing?
Doing? Well, just talking to Cecil. Why?
How...
Was he...
No, just a minute, Jack. Mrs. Jackson, what did this man look like?
Look like?
Was he...
Well, he was a big man. Wearing...
Wearing?
What's the matter?
You said he was wearing what, Mrs. Jackson?
Well, it wasn't very light, but he had on a bright red shirt. Now, look.
Hello.
Yes, could be. He'd have got about this fellow.
Could be. It was.
Look, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Sorry, Mrs. Jackson. Get on the blur to Curly, then hold him for me. What happened when they spoke, your husband and this man?
I think he had something in his eye.
Yes?
Cecil was looking at it, in his eye, I mean. I was going down to them, but then Cecil left. He shook hands with the man and climbed into the...
Shook hands? Mrs. Jackson, where did the native go to?
I don't know. I suppose he...
Your husband's been gone about, what, 5 hours?
About that. Look, Dr. Harvey, I don't understand. What's the...
Where's
matter?
Your husband gone to?
I don't know. It's his yearly 5 weeks. He takes pictures and films and... it's a sort of silly secret. He never tells me until he gets back, and then he surprises me with the films and things.
Who
and...
would know?
Well, I
on the line.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, look, what's all this about? Mr. Findlayson, what's...
Mrs.
It?
Jackson, Harvey will explain, but there's been a muck-up at the Institute. This man, Malaro, he's suspected to have a disease. And we've got to get hold of him before... Well, he's frightened. He ran away, and heaven knows how he got out, but...
What disease?
You didn't... I mean, you said your husband went straight off after talking with this man. You didn't go down to him.
No! What disease? You mean Cecil's been...
Careless lighting up the radio messages. Trouble is, we mustn't cause any panic. Mrs. Jackson, would you mind coming down to the Institute with us, please? Look, I'll go on. You bring her along, Jack. You have another car on the premises, Mrs. Jackson.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what disease this man had.
Jack!
I had to tell her something. She's got a right to know.
Mrs. Jackson, we believe Malaro, the native who gave us the slip, has contracted bubonic plague.
Kisoro, near the base of the gorilla mountain of Mahavura. Kisoro, a few Indian shops, a custom post, many natives, sick sheep, small market, mats of reeds, earthen pots, live chickens, market day, women dressed in their mountain village finery. Nearby the market is a famous hotel, the Traveller's Rest, but the man from Kampala doesn't go there on his arrival in Kisoro. The man from Kampala has finished with white men for 5 weeks. With black and brown men, too. Apart from one call. The establishment of Patel. For Jackson means stores.
Hello, Patel, you old skinflint.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson. Many of the weeks have gone by quickly since I received your letter. Already it's the 10th of July.
10th of July. Got my stuff?
Oh, but of course, sir.
Right, let's have it. I'm in a hurry. Same arrangement as usual. What I don't use, I bring back and you refund me, eh?
Yes, of course. Mr. Jackson, I got something to show you. A man like you, it will please you, interest you. Here.
What have you got there?
You see?
Teeth. Gorilla teeth.
Granted. Teeth of the man monster.
Where did you get them?
The villagers brought them to me. I hope to obtain more. If you are able to find me a market, I may be able to cut you in, Mr. Jackson.
Gorilla are protected, Patel. You should know that.
Oh, protected, yes.
Protected, nothing. Who brought these?
But I told you, the villagers.
I've come hundreds of ruddy miles to photograph Gorilla, and you show me teeth.
Well, it would be possible for me to obtain the services of the same men to take them.
I don't need guides. I don't require services. I go my own way. It's better like that. You know that.
Well, so be it. Men must make a living.
Not by selling gorilla teeth. They're no darn use to anyone.
Your goods are ready, Mr. Jackson.
You accept no more teeth, Patel. You hear?
You are district commissioner now, Mr. Jackson.
Don't get cheeky with me, chum. I said you'll accept no more teeth, and you'll sell no more teeth. Okay?
In Kisoro, it is difficult for
men to... I don't give me that. There's only two more stores. You make a darn sight more than I do. There's a new American motor car outside.
Your goods are ready, Mr. Jackson. I shall call help to load them onto your truck.
Not before you've given me your word, for what it's worth, that you'll take those teeth to the custom post and warn whoever brought them to cut it out. No one's to hunt gorilla. No one. They're a dying species, Patel.
They are animal. No more, no less.
They are worth a ruddy sight more than you're worth. You hear me, Patel?
I hear you, Mr. Jackson. In Kisoro, I am big storekeeper. If my friend wish me to bring gorilla teeth, I shall not discourage them. They bring me many shillings.
Patel! You accept no more.
And hand me, Mr. Jackson. Go and film your gorilla. Leave me to do my business.
You're coming with me. Down to the custom post. You're going to...
I shall come with you now. And hand me, Mr. Jackson. This, my store. Those, my gorilla teeth. Present for me.
No animal in the whole world has fired the imagination of man to the extent that the gorilla had. And you, you dirty little duke of Waller, had to encourage its slaughter and sell its teeth.
Mr. Jackson, have you finished?
You're going to heed my words, Patel. No more selling.
No. I buy, I sell. In Kusoro, I am king. My friend shall hunt and trip many gorilla. I shall sell their teeth. There are many markets. I shall grow rich, and I shall return to India, a prince.
You'll never return to India if I have my way.
An animal, Mr. Jackson. Why do we fight over an animal?
There's no fight if you do what I say. Discourage the trappers.
It's a free country. They do it their way. I do it Irish. I do not fear you, Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, to you, Patel, you stupid...
Get out! Get out!
Now, Patel. No more selling, huh?
Have you finished? Jackson!
No! Now get up, you little twerp. I'll take these teeth. Patel, get up. Patel? Patel? Patel!
To ring me as soon as he comes in. Oh, please, it's very urgent. Please. How can you be sure he...
We can't be sure, Mrs. Jackson, but we've got to find him. Isn't there anyone else who'd know where he was planning to go? Have you no idea?
If I had, I'd tell you. Mountain to the moon, Master Bith, perhaps even the Congo. I don't know. Oh, Doctor, how is it possible? I mean, I've never even heard of bubonic plague.
There's been no incidence of it in Africa for 100 years, to my knowledge. We think it was brought by a ship from the East. It's carried by rodents, fleas, and passed to human beings via the fleas. Rodents die, fleas live for some time. Oh, blast Finlayson, where the devil's he got to?
But if he's got it from that native, could he die?
If he's got it, and we don't get hold of him, he'll die, yes. I'm sorry, Mrs. Jackson. I've got to be frank.
Cecil's...
There's more than your husband at stake. In the 14th century, a quarter of the population of Europe died from it.
But that was...
I know. The same thing. Bubonic plague, Black Death.
Stupid. To tell you... Why? Once upon a time, the nuns at school told me my temper would hang me. Why, in heaven's name... Why didn't he stick to selling mealy-meal and posho and dead? I only clouted him.
Yes? Yes. Right. Now, I don't know yet. We're waiting for someone who might know where he is now. Kenya and Uganda. After every news bulletin. But, Jack, not what it is... Oh, for heaven's sake, keep that away from everybody. We'll have a full-scale panic on our hands. Right. Yes, as soon as you can. Now, they're broadcasting safari messages for your husband.
He hasn't got a radio.
Hasn't? Oh, no. Yes? Hold on. It's for you.
Hello? Yes? Oh, Chris.
Ask him what...
Shh, just a minute. Chris, are you sure? When? I know he doesn't. Oh, no, nothing. No, don't worry, just...
Where?
Yes, he would. Yes, first. Yes, oh, bless you, Chris.
He knows where he went.
He's to the Virunga volcanoes.
Virunga? Which one?
Ruhabura.
A small pond marks Muhabura's summit. Two Germans reached it in 1898. They were the first ones.
Many have conquered it since. It's not difficult for a strong, fit man. Jackson followed in the steps of Bete and Pfeiffer through the twilighted world of the bamboo to the middle slopes. Night came and found him exultant, in a world that truly belonged to him. Not another man, for Patel was but a dim memory, something unpleasant that could be forgotten. By forgetting the terror, he had conquered it. That night, that dark night on Muhawura, he almost believed the morning would dawn with a man called Patel busy in his store at Kisoro. Came the first light.
This is Black calling RV Kampala. Nothing yet, Doc. Tony Chisholm is taking the eastern slopes, but my side's the best bet. He'd come this way out of Kisoro. Oh, by the way, there's a bit of excitement there this morning. Somebody slugged one of the local Dukawallas last afternoon. Some bloke called...
I don't give a bad halfpenny about a blasted Dukawalla, Black. Now listen, keep in touch with Tony. The Air Force will send another copter for me and I'll be with you by midday. Sulfonamide drugs are coming down by plane from Cairo. Akeri College has a small amount of anti-plague serum. That's being sent to Kisoro. I'm having the whole village quarantined. Just keep your eyes peeled and let Jack Finlayson know the moment you sight Jackson if I've left. Over.
God's truth, they'll have my guts for garters if I don't clean this up. If there should be an outbreak, it was my fault Malaro got away. The poor devil was only scared. Hello? Finlayson? Yes? Crikey. Right, yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, you'd better. Yes. I hope Clara can oblige.
What?
Well, they found Malaro. The beggar's conked out.
Is it?
They're doing the PM immediately. A great cost to themselves, Richard says.
They won't catch anything. They can take every precaution.
You mention Black Death to anybody and they immediately go gaga.
Well, what can Richard see? I mean, just by looking.
He says there are signs of fever. Malaro died rather nastily. Well, that's about all. They found him at Kasili.
We'll have to channel the serum there and quarantine.
It's been done.
I swear I did, Tony. Must be 8,000 feet. Yeah, real jungly stuff. Must have been a white. Khaki saw the head. Just for the moment. Over.
Well, why the devil didn't he come out in the open and wave? If it was Jackson, what's the matter with the fool? It couldn't have been him. Over.
The whirlybirds are looking for me. How to avenge Patel. He didn't waste much time. He can't get at me in this stuff anyway.
Okay. Okay, it's him. I've seen him. I'm going in low. I'll use the loud hailer. I suggest you get in touch with Harvey, Tony. Over.
Harvey's left. But I'll contact Finlayson and he'll give the gent to the doctor. Over.
Position.
Tony, I've just left Kisoro. We're carrying drugs just in case. The plague serum through. Nairobi's doing all it can. I've got a stretcher here.
Doctor, I've got him. I've got him. I've shouted through the hailer till I'm blue in the face, but he's running from us. I've lost him for the moment. He's gone right into some thick stuff. Now, what the blue blazes is wrong with the fool?
I don't know, Black. He's a pretty lone sort of bloke. Probably objects to us disturbing his peace. If he's running, there can't be anything wrong with him anyway. But we don't know yet that my original fears of it... I can see you, Black. Be with you in a few minutes. If we see him, my pilot will let me down, okay? Over.
Cecil Jackson had gone to ground in the thickest of the bamboo. He lay there in a world where the sun could not penetrate and where eagle eyes above could not seek him. He lay and bit his nails, realizing that the game of pretense no longer worked. It was towards 3 o'clock the next morning when he first began to shiver with a cold that was not of the night. Huddled in his sleeping bag with his small battery sportsman's warmer, he could not sleep. And there was a pain in his stomach and he felt sick. Towards dawn, the shivering grew worse and worse. As the first bird sang, he took his temperature. It was 104. Harvey got no sleep either. He performed an emergency operation on a Duca owner called Patel.
Oh, what a blasted night. Why did some thug have to clap Patel? Now of all times.
Is he going to live?
Ah, he'll live. He's got a head like a... Hello? Harvey, yes. Now speak up, I can't hear. The line's bad. What? Ah, yes, thanks. No, we're going out the moment it's light. Cheers. Get on the boat to Nairobi in Kampala, Black. I'm going to get some coffee. My diagnosis was correct. It is bubonic plague. Well, it's public property now, unless we get Jackson and get him quickly.
And the sun rose and Cecil Jackson crawled out of the bamboo and lay in the quickly warming scrub upon Mount Mahawoora. He shivered violently now. His temperature was 105. The birds of the volcano sang. They didn't care. A man's plight was not theirs.
This is where we saw him yesterday. He was last seen around here. I'm now going north, Doc. Over.
I'm losing sight of you. We'll buzz round here for a bit. We'll be reinforced around noon, but it'll be too late by then if he's got it. Over.
Maybe it'll be better if he has got it if we don't find him. At least he's isolated. There's no danger up here. Nothing new in the village?
Nothing, thank heavens. Probably just one isolated... Black, there's something. Follow me. We're going down.
Come in, Jack. Come in, Jack. The dock's going down. We're chasing him. He's found something. There's someone lying on the ground down there. We can't land. Harvey's going in. They're lowering him down. Stand by. I'll keep you posted. Almost spot on. They've got him within 25 yards. It looks like Jackson, all right. Okay, over.
Jackson! Cecil Jackson! What are you doing? Put that revolver away, Mayor. Merciful heavens, you...
Catch me! I'll kill you! I didn't mean to. He saw Gorilla Teeth. I hit him, and I didn't know. Blouse,
give me that gun, Jackson. You're sick.
Gorilla,
I'm going to help you.
Those fascinating. They're murderer now.
Jackson, you've contracted bubonic plague. Give me that gun. Must have a temperature. Oh, my giddy heart. Now keep still.
Patel. Gorilla. The blood. Head. Shirley. Poor Shirley. 5 weeks. Always wanted to. Hey. That's what. Hey.
Lower the stretcher, you darn oaf! Lower the stretcher! All right, Black! All right!
Enjoy your kip?
I did, till you poked your ugly face in.
I just wanted to be sure you knew, that's all. He's okay. Temperature down, 100 last count, and falling. Patel's pulled through as well, so Mrs. J can breathe again. Lovely, isn't it? We don't need it, but we'll keep the serum.
14th century, 50,000 in London alone. Mid-1950s, one. Poor Mularo. 600 years ago, they blamed it on the Jews.
They'd have blamed it on the white man today, if it had got its nasty teeth into Kisoro. Well, sleep well, Doc.
Cheers. And thanks.
I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I can stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God. Not one is dissatisfied. Not one is demented with the mania of owning things. Not one kneels to another, nor to his kind that lived thousands of years ago. Not one is respectable or unhappy over the whole earth. Walt Whitman, from Song of Myself.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.